This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, the good news is 12 days, 12 hours a day, 2,356 miles, but the opportunities were vast. We had the opportunity of reaching tens of thousands of hundreds of thousands of people over the last 12 days. What's the Great Commission? Go out into all the world and preach the gospel, and that's exactly what we did. But now we're playing catch up, just trying to catch our breath just a little bit, but we're back in the saddle to rock it again. So I want to tell you, thank you very much for your support. Thank you for all of them that came out to the Minnesota State Fair over the last 12 days. We've been out there for 10 years now. This is the 10th anniversary of having the Sons of Liberty Radio.com out there, and we so appreciate your support every step of the way. Aside of that, friends, if you want to check us out online, you know what to do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. We're going to get over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com in just a moment. We got some good news for you, friends. I'll highlight that in a moment. If you'd like to check us out on our Twitter account for what it's worth, please go over to BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1. That's double E, Bradley, B-R-A-D-L-E-E. BradleyDean1 at Twitter. And or our Facebook account is Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean double E again. If you'd like to call in at any time, folks, love hearing from you. 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. You can call in over the next three segments at any time. Please call in earlier than later, friends. What we're going to be talking about today, friends, real quick, is America, we're doing this to ourselves. I'll highlight that, and I'll give you some headline news in correlation as to where we dropped the ball and what we can do to pick it up and win the day. We'll get to that in just a moment as well. Also wanted to let you know, friends, before we get over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, that if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do keep in mind that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And furthermore, just to take it a step further, I want you to understand as well, friends, that over the last 15 years, we have been on the airwaves, people across the boards in the United States of America, now in 53 other countries as well, under Genesis Communication Networks, have been listening to the Sons of Liberty Media.com. I want to let you know that we're not just here talking behind the mic. We are out there doing. We're showing you our faith by our works. We're showing you our love by our works. And we don't do the works to get saved. We do the works because we're saved. Okay? Just want to set that record straight. But we're turning radio into do radio. And that's what we've been doing for the last 15 years. And some people just don't know how to handle that. But what we're doing, rather than turning around and cursing the darkness, we're just simply lighting a candle and leading the way as we follow the Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1. What I want to do is I want to give you a little good news, because again, what we have is we have some individuals that are willing to stand up and take it to corruption in government. One of them individuals just happens to be a guy by the name of Pete Santilli. Well, we just found out, sonsoflibertymedia.com today. Now, if you don't know who Pete Santilli is, he was a reporter concerning what was going on out there concerning the Oregon malware case, okay? He was the one reporting the news as to how it was taking place out there. And he wasn't being diplomatic. He wasn't compromising the truth. He was filming it, and he was showing you what was happening there so you could see for yourselves and decide for yourselves as to who was breaking the law. Well, we just found out today that the federal government drops all charges against Pete Santilli in Oregon malware case. So we got some great news, friends. And what's happening is we need to bring what's going on out there concerning those court cases with the Bundys over in Nevada and in Oregon, folks. We need to bring it to the light, because what they're trying to do is they're trying to divert all attention off of these cases, because what they want to do is they want to go ahead and indict individuals that are innocent. And the only thing that they would be guilty of is bringing the crimes of the corrupt, such as Harry Reid and Hillary Clinton, to the light concerning what they are doing. I've shared with you in months past, we know that Harry Reid is selling off the uranium ore, along with Hillary Clinton, to both the Chinese and the Russians. And see, the government doesn't want you to see the crimes that the politicians are committing, because you need to understand that there are some that have sold their souls for 30 pieces of silver in an attempt to cover up the crimes of the likes of Harry Reid and Hillary Clinton and their acts of treason towards we the people. Okay, what's happening out there right now is they're bringing it to the light, okay? And what's happening is the American people are getting involved, and where the American people, without fail, get involved, and they protest, and they're resolute in the answers that they're looking for, friends. It seems that without fail, every single time we win the day, if we stay the course, we stay steadfast, fixed, immovable, looking for the Lord to do what only the Lord can do. And guess what? He did it. Those people out there understand that we do all that we can do, and we leave the results up to God. Well, once again, because they were willing to expose it for what it is and uncover the darkness, because we know that there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. And why? Because we know that all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. The Lord in his mercy through judgment is always uncovering darkness, and that is for the church in the United States of America to respond to when he brings it to the light. And that's exactly what these people did. And because of it, again, one more time, sonsoflibertymedia.com, feds drop all charges against Pete Santilli. He's also a radio show host, friends, in Oregon malware case. So we got some results once again. Where the people are willing to fight, we always see the results. And again, I want you to understand what's going on out there. They are trying to incriminate individuals that are standing for their property, while the federal government and corrupt politicians are committing the act of treason with the Chinese and the Russians by selling off uranium ore that belongs to these ranchers that they're attempting to incriminate. Okay, just for the record. And we're talking about this, friends, because very few are willing to talk about it. And why is that? Well, because they apparently don't understand that they're on the same boat the rest of us are, and they think that they have other things that are more important to take care of, when in fact, there's nothing more important than to actually guard the jewel of freedom which was given unto us at such a high cost. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're going to come right back. America, we're doing it to ourselves. What am I talking about? I'll share that with you in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of Liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Last week we had talked about the statement in which President Abraham Lincoln rightly stated, well, in fact, who would know better than Abraham Lincoln, love him or hate him, America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. We're going to get to that in just a moment here. I want to highlight some of the things going on concerning America today. Because, again, friends, let me reiterate the point. I'm not talking about a third world country anymore. Longer. I'm talking about your country. Emails indicate Clinton aides set up Benghazi hearing questions. You better understand that when you're watching the President of the United States, he's reading a teleprompter. You better understand that those reporters in that room, I'm sorry, not reporters, because they're not reporters, they're not journalists, they're not doing their job, they're a bunch of propagandists, and Vladimir Lenin rightly called them useful idiots. They'll do anything for a paycheck. They'll do anything for 30 pieces of silver as they sell out the truth to their own demise. They should study history. But in saying that, friends, keep in mind, it's all bought and paid for. It's all controlled narrative. The questions are all they're all laid out before the press conferences. And notice, oftentimes they won't even answer the questions. Hey, furthermore, going over to the likes of Hillary Clinton, for those that didn't know, she hasn't had a press conference in over 280 days. You know, and it's interesting that the people are attempting to legitimize her as if to suggest that she owes us a press conference. Friends, she doesn't. The only thing that she's owed right now is prison, at least. I also want to tell you, yesterday, when I got back from the Minnesota State Fair, I did a little search on Facebook. And folks, it was interesting. Hillary Clinton for prison. Hillary Clinton for prison. Hillary Clinton for prison. All of these websites that popped up. And again, as only to reiterate my point, friends, and to solidify the information that I've given you, there is nothing true about what she has premised her presidential candidacy on, friends. She does not have the credibility, nor does she, as I've said 1,000 times in the past, only to knock it into your head, if by the Spirit of God that can be done, he can, I can't. Because I know I can talk until I'm blue in the face, but until the Holy Ghost brings it to you as revelation, I'm wasting my time, but I'm still doing my job by blowing the trumpet, by giving you the message that either you're going to reject or you're going to accept, one of the two. If you accept it, that's to your mercy. If you reject it, that's to your condemnation. That's your call, not mine. But she does not have the support. I mean, folks, you want to talk about a media circus, look at what's going on. And furthermore, they also found out that her emails, friends, you know, the emails that they found, and for some reason or another, they were all destroyed by her employees with a hammer. I mean, America, the joke is on you. Do you not understand that, America, you're being tested today to see how you'll respond to the crimes of those in this administration or up-and-coming generations, friends, or administrations, forgive me? You're only being tested. They're testing you to see how far you'll let them go. That's what they're doing. But now we just found out that her emails, folks, they've been all broken up. They've all been, all the recorders have all been destroyed with hammers by her aides in destruction of your country. And we're going to get to more of that in just a couple moments, friends, as to who is supporting her. We've talked about that. But again, friends, let's bring it up to date. What is going on? George Soros, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Western society must fall before one world government can go forward. As I shared with you in the past, friends, I believe it was about 2 or 3 weeks, you're the great obstacle to the New World Order. That's why you're under attack by these international criminals that you know that are international criminals. Yesterday, out at the Minnesota State Fair, we were loading our gear up to take it out to bring it back to storage. And interestingly enough, we didn't have any issues with Black Lives Matters once again. But there was a police officer there and in the Minnesota State Fair. And we noticed, I believe it was on Sunday night, there was a lot of cops throughout the Minnesota State Fair. And I already knew what was going on. But going fast forward one day to Monday, there was a cop that walked up to me, and I looked at him, and I said, "Can I ask you a question?" He said, "Sure." I said, "I got a question for you." I said, "Why is it that you police officers know all the well as to what's going on concerning Black Lives Matters and other groups that are bought and paid for by this corrupt administration on the dimes of the American taxpayers, reallocated illegally for those that did not know? Why is it that you guys put up with them?" He said, "Well, you know as well as I know," this police officer told me, "who's behind all of this. It's George Soros." I said, "Yeah, but they don't have the support." He said, "No, we let them go as far as we let them go, and once they violate the law, we deal with them accordingly." I said, "But why are they legitimized?" And it's interesting, another cop told me during another conversation on the same topic that I'm sharing with you right now, he totally ripped into Black Lives Matter. I said, protest? I said, if any other group tried to do that, I said, why are they getting a pass by the police here? And he said to me, "They're not getting a pass." But he looked at me, and he looked at me straight in the eyes, friends, and he said, "But Blue Lives Matters too, don't they?" With a smirk on his face, kind of backhanding Black Lives Matters. I said, "Of course they are." Folks, let me tell you something, and I can't reiterate this point enough. All of that which you are dealing with, 99% of these organizations are bought and paid for by the likes of a George Soros. The ACLU, we know, is a communist organization. These other anti-Christian organizations like SPLC, we all know folks who are funding these groups. But going back to the police officer, so do all the police know who's behind Black Lives Matters and other groups like this? I mean, folks, it's not like the cops don't know who's responsible for what's going on here. And I said, furthermore, to the police officer, I said, it's interesting. You do realize that Black Lives Matters is all aimed at the police. And he looked at me and he said, "Of course I do." In America, the 318.9 million people in this country stand back and allow these groups to incite violence towards dads and moms concerning those that wear the blue out on the street, that 98% of them are good guys anyways and good girls, and you know it all the well as I do. doing their job, enforcing the laws, keeping all of us safe together. We're in this together with them, friends. Okay? But you know what, folks? They're sacrificing themselves for us, too, in so many different ways. I told this police officer, you do realize that this is all coming from this administration attempting to divide and conquer. But do you see how this criminal in the White House is attempting to use policy? And furthermore, you do need to understand that these are the people that are responsible, George Soros, the Barack Hussein Obamas, the Clintons, the Bushes, so on and so forth, that are responsible for actually bringing forth these brown shirt groups only to divide the American people, only to incite domestic insurrection so they can divide and conquer. You do need to understand that it is government, corruption in government, that is responsible for these groups through channels and channels of people so they can distance themselves from responsibility, so when crimes are committed, everybody looks as to, well, who is responsible for that? Well, look to the White House. Everything that's going on, he's the one advocating it, and the American people know this. I told this police officer, I said, well, I'll tell you what, if anything was to erupt from all five of them, by the way, he minimized the numbers too, friends, just to show you how the gift of prophecy works. He just fell into line with everything we knew from our hearing and our seeing. That which we see and hear is only that which we can see and do. The apostle said, we can only do those things that which we see you do, Father, and we can only say those things that which we hear you say. And the cops said exactly verbatim what we have been sharing on the radio. Exactly, of course, and it came as no surprise. But he minimized the numbers. He minimized the numbers. Proverbs 28 tells us that the wicked flee when there's none that pursueth. Folks, I didn't see one individual there with a Black Lives Matter shirt on. Hey, furthermore, I wanted to let you know, friends. I also wanted to let you know that I just couldn't see any of these eruptions that were taking place that was being reported by the state-controlled narrative. Why is that? Because they want to control you. Remember what Congressman McDermott said after 9/11? We can do anything with the use of fear. Folks, when are you going to stand up? I'll tell you what I did have is I had a whole lot of people tracked that were black, that were super cool people, had not one issue with one black person there. I see no animosity between the blacks and the whites anywhere. I don't see it anywhere across the boards, except some useful idiot. I can tell you on Sunday there was, I'll tell you what I was discerning that was going on in the air at the Minnesota State Fair, that there was, because what I did is I seen all these cops all over the place, and I bring it to the Lord. Lord, what's going on? And it's amazing how he'll answer before oftentimes you ask. But it was a spirit of provocateur. There was provocateurs that were bought and paid for that were set to set something up. But I'll tell you what, the good men and women in blue in Minnesota over this last 12 days were doing their job, canines in hand, to make sure that none of these provocateurs had their way. And we all know who paid for them. But friends, when are we going to deal with those that are buying them?
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Sons of Liberty. We got Tom calling in from Baltimore there. Hey, Tom, how are you doing? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
How you doing, Brother Dean? You got that Baltimore accent down pretty good. how do we talk about law enforcement? What do they call it? The proper spelling, P-O-L-I-C-E. Then we'll know if you're a true Baltimorean.
Okay. Hey, listen. Hey, Tom, I'm trying to catch up here, okay, as far as my rest issue goes. So, as a matter of fact, we knew that one of the questions you were going to ask is how did they go at the Minnesota State Fair. It's because that question popped up. I wanted Stephanie to answer that for you, and her voice is completely shot. And I said, so if Tom could call back in tomorrow, I'll let Stephanie answer that question. But you said you had other things to talk about. But aside of that, we'll answer some of those questions tomorrow.
And I'll answer the question for you. When you come to Baltimore, you'll be talking to the police.
The police?
Yes, sir.
I got you. Hey, we're going through an educational course right here on Sons of Liberty Radio. I'm with you.
Now, as far as Lincoln, I would vote upwards towards hate, but as a Christian, we're not supposed to hate. So as close as you can get to that, that's where I stand. He was a lunatic nut. He caused probably the most bloodshed of any one man in this country on its own citizens. He spoke lies. He spoke out of both sides of his mouth. I wonder if he was maybe even schizophrenic. He certainly was no leader, no person to be revered, and he certainly was not a man of God.
Isn't it amazing, Tom, isn't it amazing how the conservatives praise this guy? And I want to lay a little bit of a premise. First of all, what Tom's talking about is a tyrant named Abraham Lincoln. If you go to the South and you talk about Abraham Lincoln, They hate his guts. If you go to the North, it seems that they praise Abraham Lincoln. And you get that mix. So I'm staying in the center when I'm saying love him or hate him. And it's interesting how people, again, hate his guts in the South and they love him in the North. And again, going back to the conservatives, Tom, I want to lay this back on you. Does it not bewilder you to notice how the conservatives, the uneducated conservatives, as they call themselves, they just praise this man that's responsible for 620,000 lives through the Civil War?
They must not read history. I wonder if they even read the basic rules that they're supposed to follow in order to properly and lawfully fulfill the obligations of their elected office. It is ridiculous.
But wait a second. You know, Abraham Lincoln, he put his hand on the Bible, and he used scripture. As a matter of fact, when you go to Abraham Lincoln's rotunda in Washington, D.C., he brings in the book of Psalms. I mean, he must be a Christian, though, Tom.
Well, listen, I'll give you this. I believe he had faith.
I'm being facetious.
A serpent's faith, and you know what a serpent's faith is.
No, you tell me. I want to catch your ideology here.
Well, I believe the scriptures tell us that a serpent's faith, and it may, I may not be quoting verbatim, is that of an individual who understands, like Satan, that God is king, knows what they're supposed to do, but simply will not follow the rules. They hate God. They hate that there are rules because they don't understand that these rules are really grace, and what's going to be left for them that they will follow one way or the other will be nothing like the grace that they're given, but are simply too stupid to realize.
Well, they say that in response to what you're saying right now, and again, I'm being a little facetious, but I am high-fiving what you're saying, going along with what you're saying, Tom, because you're right in what you are saying. It's interesting to note that the first casualty in war is always the truth, and it's interesting that tyrants will always omit the truth, and what they'll do is they'll basically vacate law, and what they'll do is they'll bring in policy, and because the people don't know the difference, that's how they get away with what they get away with. And sad to say, the United States Civil War was just that. And people are still being lied about what took place through the Civil War today. But it's interesting to note, and again, I want to lay this back at you, Tom. Why is it that every time you look at the old schools, like back in the 30s and the 40s and the 50s, they had a picture of Washington, George Washington, in that schoolroom, along with Abraham Lincoln? Why do you suppose that was? In all seriousness,
why did they understand history better and the rules better?
No, why was it that they had a picture of President George Washington on the left side of the classroom, and on the right side of the classroom there was always a picture of Abraham Lincoln as well? What do they give Abraham Lincoln credit for, and why is he to be praised by young people in schools across this country all the way up until the 40s and the 50s in this country?
Washington,
I understand.
They started what they've continued to do, and that is to replace truth with lies. And that's the whole game plan here with the enemy, right? Certainly it is. And we see it all around. We see it in our laws. They can do better than God, by the way, Bradley. It doesn't need to be simple, godly laws and rules and morals, if you will. They can do better by statutes. They codify things. They make it so ridiculously complicated because they're better than God, of course, and they can do better. And in the end, everyone's confused. It's another Tower of Babel scene. And that's what they want, of course, because when the people are confused, they will hold a higher position in their minds, kind of a godly position. And that's what, evil wants. It wants to be God. It hates God and resents God. that there is a God. Lord knows why, heavy lies the crown, as they say. You know, I'm glad that my Savior knows what's going on and made it simple for me, although I've faltered many times. Pick up the book, people. It'll help you. Do it early in life. Don't wait until later. Don't rely upon a pastor. And I'm not referring to you, Bradley, but don't rely on your Sunday school teaching to think that you know it. You really got to pick up the book and follow it, and you'll be amazed at what happens. Bradley, can I leave you with one quote?
Yep. Let me interject, though. We're having a conversation. This is good, Tom. Political language is designed to make lies sound truthful and murder respectable. Is that what you're trying to say? Because that's exactly what it is that they continuously shoot out from their wicked hearts. I mean, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? These men rely upon themselves to establish what they call goodness and righteousness. And then America, we wonder why we're in trouble, all the while knowing that these Judases are lying only to take away because they come to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. But you know who said that? It was actually George Orwell that said that. He said, political language is designed to make lies sound truthful and murder respectable. And that's exactly what we're pinning to the likes of Abraham Lincoln right now. My point was, when you look at them in the classroom, we look at George Washington as the father of our country. No question. We all know that up until 1962, there was George Washington's farewell address. And he was the one that was noted for saying religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. For some reason or another, they put up Abraham Lincoln to be in the same category as a man of God, the way that George Washington was in so many different aspects, when in fact he wasn't. Now, I'm going to take this and put this in front of you, America, because you need to understand that when you look at the original documentation concerning the Constitution and our founding documents, like, for example, the Declaration of Independence, there would be lowercase letters used in those documents because it was to show you that the states were separate and they were separated, and it wasn't under federal control. Well, after Abraham Lincoln brought about what he brought through force, totalitarianism, by bringing the Union together, he caused in the minds of the American people to believe that for some reason or another, the federal government is all-powerful and all-knowing now. And just like Tom had said, they want to become God. Isaiah 14, nothing new under the sun. So it's all a lie that's promulgated to the present in hopes that the people believe that the federal government can go ahead and do whatever they want to do, and they have all control, when in fact, the federal government is a creature of the state, not the other way around. Okay, I'll give you the last word, Tom.
Well, you're right about what you just said. I was just thinking about that today. I had worked overseas with the Netherlands police, and it was at a time in the 90s when they had merged Amsterdam City Police with the state police. Now, it occurred to me in a very big way how we've been lied to about the power of the state. The state police over there are their national police. Same thing, state police, national police. It kind of puts a spin on things back here. When you think of state police, you think, well, you know, they're underlings to the FBI, the criminal Comey, by the way. We can talk about that another day. He needs to be indicted. The states are to hold the power. The power is with the people. That's the way it is written. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way God wanted it. That's the way the framers understood it. And, by the way, that power lies in the House, which is totally corrupt. Not with the Senate, not with the President. The President is supposed to be a minimal position. And you see how they've twisted everything around. He's like a ruler. And that is not the way it's supposed to be. This country is so terribly corrupt. We're being ruled and our substance eaten out by a criminal cabal. And we need to do a complete rehab like you would do on a house, from the pipes 3 feet under the ground to the shingles on the roof. And it's going to take a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. Yeah. And let me end it with this, because the liberal nuts out there will always jump on us law-abiding citizens being violent. When I say blood, sweat, and tears, I don't mean violence in any way. They're the ones that are violent. That's another lie.
Exactly. Exactly. And you said, I really liked what you said there, Tom, by the way. And secondly, that's exactly right. But this goes back to the totalitarianism. They love to smack your face, pull your hair, and then they cry victim status when, in fact, they're the ones perpetuating the crime. times. And that's exactly right on. Thank you, Tom from Baltimore. Appreciate it. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? It all began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough? That's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details. Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit riteaid.com/RaikinPoints for details.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just want to reiterate and make a couple points, because the last thing we want is somebody feeling that, well, I didn't finish what I was saying. Let me go back to a couple things that we were just talking to Tom in Baltimore about, in Baltimore there, Debra. The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. United is lowercase. It is not capitalized. That's the original documentation. If you see it today, what do they have on there? The unanimous declaration of the 13 United Capital States of America. Matter of fact, if you lowercase your United, you can have the FBI knocking on your front door. See, because what the likes of Abraham Lincoln did, they federalized everything. They brought all the states together by force, is what they did. And so when, and I know down south, if you do a little bit more concerning your due diligence on your homework concerning the likes of Abraham Lincoln, well, you say, well, look at all the good he did. Hey, folks, I'm so sick and tired of hearing about how corrupt politicians do a little good here and there. You know, the Bible tells us a little leaveneth a whole lump. And what people do is they strain at the gnat while they swallow the camel. And furthermore, to take it another step, I told Tom, I said, isn't it interesting that the conservatives praise this guy? Because they're listening to the state-controlled narrative that they say they don't believe in, with less than 21% approval rating. Again, they hold the truth in unrighteousness in so many different ways. But going back to the Declaration of Independence, keep in mind that that U on United was lowercase because the states were separate, and they still are if we go back to our founding documents. Go to Article or the 10th Amendment concerning the Bill of Rights, folks. They're separate. They're separate jurisdictions. But for some reason or another, the American people are now led to believe that the federal government is all-knowing, all-seeing, all-powerful, when in fact they are a creature of the states, not the other way around. So that's what I was talking about, lowercase and capital, because now it's been federalized. And again, the impression is that the federal government is all-powerful, when in fact they are not. Hey, folks, let me give you an example. Remember when Barack Hussein Obama, that was a couple months back, remember Chad Severson, the pedophile? He was actually in a youth group church, and he was bringing these kids home, and he was attempting to, you know, have his way with them. Well, he was showing them gay porn is what he was doing. Well, he's the one that's leading up the whole transgender neutral bill in North Carolina. Remember when Barack Hussein Obama came in and threatened the state with the tax dollars that America has paid? He said, well, we'll withhold federal tax dollars in support of your state unless you accept this bill. The roles are completely backwards today, friends. Completely. He doesn't have that authority, had the American people know, and that's why I'm trying to share with you right now. They don't have that authority. They only have the authority wielded over you that you believe that they have, and when in fact they don't have that authority. I mean, we can get into constitutional sheriffs, how they have more authority than federal agents, so on and so forth, but that's another conversation. But the fact of the matter is, friends, you need to understand that the preamble of the Constitution of the United States of America starts out with "we the people." And government is an extension of "we the people." And you need to get out of your mind that it's "they the government." No, it is not. They are a part of this country the same way that we are, outside, of course, the foreign agent in the White House that you've accepted over the last 7 3/4 years. He's no more one of us, folks, than the devil himself. But the fact of the matter is, friends, you need to understand, by reading your founding documents, you are going to understand. If I lay a straight stick next to a crooked one, it's always going to show you the deviation, is it not? The crooked stick. The straight stick will expose the crooked stick. That's why we always tell you to read the Bible first, and then the founding documents, and in that order. Because as Andrew Jackson rightly said, friends, you need to understand that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, Article 4, Section 4. And we in this country, going a step further, friends, have rights given unto us by God, not privileges. And keep in mind, when you read the Declaration of Independence, we read it in such a fashion that we derive, folks, our inalienable rights are given unto us by what? By our Creator. Then we delegate certain authority over to those that represent we the people, and then we come in behind that and say, they that serve us, they derive their just powers from the consent of we the governed. Okay? So we in government, people, you need to understand, in America, we are the government. It's not they the government, okay? And that's exactly what Abraham Lincoln helped to establish. And that lie in the minds of the American people, that federal government is all-powerful, when in fact they are not. But America, you've already given them the reins in so many different ways to control every facet of your life, from education to the welfare. Folks, there's so many things that are unconstitutional that if you'd simply wipe them away, you could see your country that your forefathers gave unto you. This is foreign. If our forefathers were to come back today and look at what you've allowed to take place in your country, they would say this is worse than what we tolerated through King George. Wow, America. I mean, it really is that bad in so many different ways. But the good news is we still have the freedom to do the right things. What are you doing with that freedom? Another point that I wanted to make from Tom concerning our conversation out of Baltimore that day was the liberals. Friends, who are the liberals? I mean, folks, again, we were talking about, Tom was, that the liberals, when we're talking about the liberals, liberal within itself is defined out as a pretty awesome word to give bountifully. But when we're talking about liberals today, we can see that the revisionists got into there, into those definitions, and watered down its meaning to reverse the meaning. So now when we talk about liberals, we're talking about liberals as people that are lawless. That's exactly right. But that's not its original definition, just so you know. You know, it's the liberals that have destroyed this country. I want you to understand that it's the liberals that show you a false mercy, because we understand Scripture tells us the mercies of the wicked are cruel, that advocate the murder of the innocent in the womb. Well, they sanction murder, corruption in government, to say that, hey, it's a woman's right. When in fact, they're making millions of dollars. It's called mob money. It's blood money. Who's making the money? The liberals are. But who let them sanction murder? The liberals did. Did you hear what I said? Who advocated for homosexuality, sodomy? God condemns sodomy. By the way, God condemns murder. He hates hands that shed innocent blood. Proverbs 6:17. Concerning sodomy, folks, 30 different references in the Bible. All state statute agree with exactly what I'm telling you. Even today, it's a felony. So when we're talking about those that advocate that which God condemns, called the homosexual lifestyle, because Tom was talking about the liberals, who are the liberals? The liberals are those that are letting these things go. The liberals are the ones giving them a pass. So when I'm talking about the right and the left, friends, when you're looking at America's right, the America's conservative today, it doesn't have the same meaning as what it used to have whatsoever. Here, let me give you a case in point. I'll give you a real quick definition because I love this, and it's really true. When you're talking of the liberals, okay, or the conservatives, I want you to understand, friends, conservative means preservative. Okay, it defines out as a preservative. I'm going to give you the exact definition so you know for yourself. I mean, remember last week we were talking about the woman that was a porn star, the whore herself? Deuteronomy 23:17, they're not supposed to be a part of the plan here, America. But this whore, this porn star, she called herself, she's voting for Trump. You know what's interesting about that is she calls herself a conservative. She said, I'm absolutely voting for Trump. She said, I'm a conservative. Really? Really? Conservative is defined in Webster's 1828 dictionary as preservative, having power to preserve in a safe or an entire state, or from loss, waste, or injury. Friends, the establishment in which you complain about are the conservatives, and they are not conservatives. They are the liberals. Because if it wasn't for these that you call the right, if they were doing what they call themselves as a preservative, guess what? To preserve from loss, waste, or injury? Is that what they're doing? Absolutely not. They're doing nothing but talking and talking and talking. I mean, folks, you just want to plug your ears because that's all they do is talk and they do nothing. So, friends, when we're talking about the liberals that advocate abortion, homosexuality, homosexual marriage, folks, every other lawless organization or plan given to us by corrupt politicians, friends, has been given unto us by liberals. Now, friends, I want to lay to your candor, who are the liberals? Those that allow these criminals to break the law. That's the liberals. I mean, when you look in parallel, going back to the word conservative, salt preserves and it stops putrefaction. When you get a moment, go to Matthew 5:13, read it, because the Bible says you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is hence thence good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot. Isn't that the conservative of the day?
The United States of Empire is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? It all began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.